Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home. Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch. The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed. And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
I hear that golden bag sound.
How about this sound? Anything?
No.
Crunchy chickpeas.
Oh, crunchy chickpeas. All right, I have a snack.
All right, hit me.
Here we go. It's very quiet.
Raisins? Prunes?
It's a yucca fry or a yucca fry, depending on how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. But it's from last night, so it's cold.
Last night's cold, mushy yucca fry.
Which is why it doesn't make a sound.
Oh, that's cool, though.
Sneaky fry.
So, yes, it is snack time, the version of the show where we eat some snacks and talk about interesting Reddit ephemera in between our more heavily produced episodes.
Okay, today's snack time is a bit different. We're going to talk about someone who embodies the true Reddit heroism of just jumping into threads, answering people's questions, and then disappearing like a magic genie.
And this magic genie's username is VatBrat. Amory, how did we find out about her? Listener told us, right?
Yeah, we got an email from a good Samaritan named Nick Velarde.
And Nick, love
ya. Yeah, what a guy. And Nick pointed us to this thread that involved a Victorian mourning ring.
Mm.
Someone found a ring, a gold and black ring, posted it to What Is This Thing?
Mm-hmm.
And this user named BatBrat jumps in and says, oh, that is a Victorian mourning ring. I believe it was produced during this time, and here's what it means, and blah, blah, blah.
I didn't even know these things existed,
no.
Obviously.
No,
yeah.
Only this user, BatBrat, did. But Nick pointed us to a comment on that post from a user that goes by Funk, or there are four Fs before Funk.
Funk.
And this user said, dude, in the last 24 hours, you correctly identified a dog's breed, a cat's breed, a single deer bone, a very specific men's suit, this Victorian mourning ring, and gave well-founded advice on drawing tablets. Don't get me wrong, I'm very impressed, but who are you? Exactly. So
yeah.
Nick sends this email and is like, we gotta know, who is BatBrat?
Nick, good news. We now know. And without further ado, an interview about bits and bobs in solving mysteries with BatBrat.
Well, my name's Michelle, and I'm from Erie, Colorado, and my Reddit username is BatBrat.
So we found out about you from another Redditor who noticed that you were solving a lot of little mysteries online, and they pointed us to this one Reddit comment in particular by the user Funk, or something like that. And Funk says, dude, don't get me wrong, I'm very impressed, but who are you?
So can you answer that for us?
Just an average person.
It seems like most people think you're above average.
Well, I do have probably an above average interest in certain things. I, of course, like antiques and collectibles. And I watch a lot of Antiques Roadshow. So I know a little bit about a lot of different things that are collectible or antique. So I'm able to help there. And I obsessively watch old films. So I can, you know, identify an era or a style by a certain, you know, date, look, that sort of thing. So
what do you like about Antiques Roadshow?
A lot of these people go through their everyday lives and they're around everyday objects or objects they're familiar with, and they have just no idea what they are, no clue of their value or their history or anything like that. And that really fascinates me, that you can just be, you know, sitting right next to something and never knew it was something, you know, fascinating or important or valuable.
When that like treasure sound happens on Antique Roadshow, it's kind of like a treasure sound, right? Do you have like a Pavlovian response?
It gets my attention. I certainly turn and look to make sure I'm seeing the numbers and everything. But yeah, I definitely,
it's like, notice
that. Yep.
I loved, especially on that Victorian morning ring, when you figured that one out, there was like a whole string of comments from other Redditors theorizing about who you were and how you know this stuff.
Yeah, that was entertaining. People did speculate that I worked for Antiques Roadshow, and they made comments about what type of work that I did based on identifying bones. And
yeah, let's talk about that for a minute. Identifying animal bones, which I've noticed you are quite good at. Where does that come from?
Well, that comes from my artwork. I illustrate mostly animals. I do pet portraits and I do horse and dog illustrations from my previous jobs, veterinary.
But you're not a witch.
Stuff.
You're not a witch, right?
No. Nope, not a witch.
Okay. Okay.
Although I probably know a few.
Some of my best friends are witches.
Yeah, the witches are down the street.
Exactly.
Okay, but illustrating pets is one thing, but you know their bones, Michelle.
Yeah, yeah, I did extensively study animal anatomy.
I'd love to know kind of how you think about a mystery when you see a new one pop up on Reddit. Where do you begin?
Yeah, I think it starts with just me being curious myself. I think I typically look at the style or the material that something is made of and can kind of guess a window of what time period it's from, so I can narrow a search down that way, or, you know, that sort of thing. But there is one item that I personally own that I can't find anything else about.
Ooh.
And I'll look at that forever.
What is
for
that?
Forever. So, and it's really not it's not even that interesting. It's a piece of pottery and it's Art Deco. And it appears to be maybe an ashtray or something along those lines. And it's in the shape of a horse. And the glaze on it was only made by a few different pottery companies. So I figure it's probably one of those companies, but I can't find anything about it online. I can't find any evidence of it online anywhere. I've never seen another one except in a movie, a Shirley Temple movie about 5 or 6 years ago. I saw it sitting on a table, and I know it's not a one-off because it's a molded pattern, but I have no idea what it is or where it came from or who made it. And I know there's more out there. I just can't find them. So
I'm getting that stirring inside that I get when there's like a new
Emery's
like,
send us the picture.
I do. I want to solve this. I get this little like stirring in my soul that says I need to know. And I mean, is that what drives you?
Yes.
To do this?
Yes, that's exactly. You just nailed it. You get a feeling that, you know, this is something that we need to find out, get to the bottom of, as my dad used to say. So.
Oh, so this is a genetic urge for you, huh?
Probably. I just always kind of remember him knowing everything. He just was one of those people that my memory of him is that he just always had the answer.
There was a miniature painting that someone posted that I know was a story that maybe was a little less obvious at first. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this was a website called Collectors Weekly, and this was one that I frequented before I, you know, was spending more time on Reddit, subreddits and stuff. And Collectors Weekly people post something that they've recently purchased or found or whatever. And a woman had posted a photograph of a miniature portrait that she had, and I can't recall where she got it. And it was a tiny oil on ivory portrait painting. And I just was very drawn to that painting because the girl just looked, it was just very compelling. The girl was real pretty and nobody knew who it was. And it had been signed on the back and dated. And so I spent, you know, a good deal of time, I think probably several days or maybe even a week or so. And I didn't know much about portraits at the time. But what I found out when I was looking was that people would have their portrait paint, a miniature portrait painted, and they give them to their friends, kind of like we gave wallet photos as children to our friends. Probably nobody does that anymore, but you would have one portrait done and then you'd have several copies made and then pass them out to all your friends and so forth. So I thought, well, there's a chance that there's another one like this out there somewhere. And eventually, sure enough, I found one, and it turned out to be a portrait of Queen Victoria's sister-in-law. And so I was able to solve that one, that one was a lot of fun.
I feel like just talking to you, Michelle, is like we're doing that reveal on the Antiques Roadshow. We should make that sound because we're like talking to you. We get to talk to you. You are the reveal, the person who's solved all these mysteries.
Cool.
Bring.
There you go.
Thank you so much for your time and for talking to us, and also for your nerdery, which clearly makes many people happy.
You're welcome. This has been fun. I've enjoyed talking to you both.
Okay, that's it for now. Shout out again to Nick Velarde for suggesting we get in touch with Bat Brat, a.k.a. Michelle. She's going to have a guest appearance in our next episode, by the way. We'll be showcasing one of her other talents. We'll be back next week. Stay frosty.
Bye.